Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Anthony Williams, ANTHONYWILLIAMS. Date of birth is 12/11/1964. Date of birth, service is on 9/23/2025. The patient, Anthony Williams, is here for a new patient evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident on August 29, 2023. In that accident, patient was a passenger in the front seat and was hit T-bone on a passenger side. He passed out for a little bit and then he was treated. His MRIs were found positive. He had a few epidural injections to the lumbar spine at Michigan Head and Spine Institute. He also saw a neurosurgeon, Dr. Pannu, but he didn't opt for any surgery at the time. The case is now closed and he is still complaining of pain. The chief complained that he has pain in the lower back and both shoulders and headaches, pain in both knees, both ankles, and the right hip. He has a difficult time in walking and standing and sleeping. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from various symptoms as listed below. Headaches, which are present in the front, back, right temple, left temple, severe, they're constant, sensitive to the light and aura. And additional symptom of TBI that he reports as of today is dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of concentration, loss of vision field. He denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. He also do not have any seizures, ringing in the ear, or any balance problem, or any orientation problem. It describes sleep disturbance, lightheadedness, numbness, no subtle anesthesia, no incontinence, no numbness or tingling, no anxiety, depression, panic. The pain he's complaining of is in both shoulders. According to him, right shoulder is 5 to 6 and he can maximally lift up to 90 degrees. Left shoulder is 8 and he can maximally lift up to 90 degrees. Pain in the lower back is 10. No pain in the neck is reported. Pain in the right hip area is reported to be 8 and 9. The knee pain is reported to be 5 in both sides. And ankle pain is 2 or 3. These pains are constant and described as throbbing, sharp, heart burning, aching. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are a factor 10. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, and bending. And they are improved by medications and therapy. Regarding patient has some numbness and tingling, but he has not described where. And muscle weakness is not present, bladder bowel incontinence is not present. Regarding the past investigation, patient report that he has had a CT scan, MRI, blood test. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports of being treated by primary care physician, Dr. Marsha, and Dr. Catchman, who took care of him most of the time from after the accident. He had got 4 epidurals, which held 50%. No surgery has been done. He has physical therapy for more than 6 months. And he has had no laser or chiropractic. Spine surgeon, none at this time. He has not seen any orthopedic surgeon. He has not had any treatment for his shoulders. He has not seen any neurology or neuropsych, according to him. His attorney is Daniel Romano, who was taking care of his case. His last MRI was more than a year ago. Please review the record for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal and personal history, as well as the history of automobile accident and diagnosis page and the ADLs. Regarding the accident, I can describe at this time. He says that on 8/29/2023, he was involved in the accident in the afternoon as a front seat passenger in a SUV truck where a friend was driving. The driver was okay, and he was taken by ambulance to the DMC hospital. The driver was taken to the hospital. The motor vehicle accident happened on Grand River. On 8/29/2023, he was turning left to the Grand River. Other car ran a red light at Fisher Freeway and hit them T-bone passenger side. The other car was a sedan at 40 miles an hour. Their car was at 0 miles. Wearing a seat belt, airbag did not deploy. There was loss of consciousness. No hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. And patient went to the emergency room next day due to the pounding headache. He went to the DMC hospital for 4 hours. CT scan was done, which was negative. X-rays for the ribs was done negative, and medications were provided. So, physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 60-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clogging, cholinergia. Hydration is good. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. He's able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. The blood pressure is 196/127. Pulse 86, pulse oxygen 98. Respiratory rate is shaking. Temperature is 98. Rest of the exam will be from the template, including neurological exam. In the musculature examination, he has a spasm of the right paravertebral muscles from T12 to L5 without any trigger points. 2+ hypertonicity. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection and palpation. The range of motion for cervical spine is normal at forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. However, the Sperling sign and the Lermit test was positive. Destruction test and Soto Hall test negative. Thoracic spine slump test was negative. Roos test was negative. Lumbar spine Brzezinski Kearney test negative. Straight leg raising test positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test positive. And the Bregar test, Kemp test, and the Brzezinski sign are negative. In the SI joints are positive for tenderness. In the right side. And favor test, Gonsalin test is positive on the right side. While the iliac compression, standing flexion test, distraction test are negative. In the extremities examination, left shoulder examination was conducted. The baseline pain is 8, and the patient can maximally do 90 degrees of abduction on active motion. And on inspection, the shoulder does appear to be normal, no dislocations. On palpation, there are tenderness on the posterior part of the shoulder in the rotator cuff region, especially on forceful active motion. And special test that are conducted, Hawken Kennedy test, T-test, near test, anterior-posterior apprehension test are negative. Distally, the grips are pretty normal. Motor power of both the extremities are normal. The examination of the left knee is as follows. The left knee had more pain, much more pain, and the patient has a peripatellar and deep seated pain in the left knee. The no tenderness of the patellar tendon is noticed. The rest of the quadriceps popliteal tendons are intact. And no swelling is noticed, no scar, and peripatellar tenderness is noticed. No crepitus grinding, popping noise. Is heard collateral ligaments are intact. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. Macmur is Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Ankle and foot examination was negative. Hip examination was negative. Please review the diagnosis page for diagnosis. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. The physical therapy is on hold until we have compiled all the records from the attorney's office, from other physicians' offices. I believe the patient already has a significant amount of physical therapy. No disability has been ordered. Drug screen has been obtained to ensure no other street drugs in the system. Patient was provided following medication. Non-narcotic are naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram at night for sleep and relaxation of the muscles. Elevil 50 milligram at night for sleep GAD disorder. Tylenol codeine number 4, one pill a day, 15 days is provided. Also, for sleep issues, Lunesta 1 milligram at night is provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Gym, yes. And interventional pain procedures are not being recommended. We are ordering an MRI of the lumbar spine, cervical spine, the right shoulder, and the right and the left knee to identify any further procedures that can be done for him to bring his relief and early healing, and also decide about surgical options. Currently, surgical options, none, neuropsych, none, attended care caseworker, none, and DME is none. Patient already has all the DMEs. Education is yes, follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.